Living among relatives much older than myself, with the youngest being a decade my senior, only serves to compound the weight of their accusations. Their cruel words cut like knives, slicing through the air with a viciousness that pierces my very soul. But it's their actions that leave the deepest scars, each blow landing with a force that leaves me bruised and battered. My fragile body trembles under the weight of their violence, the pain so intense that even weeks later, I struggle to draw a breath without it catching in my throat. How can they do this to their own flesh and blood? The question echoes in my mind like a relentless drumbeat, a haunting refrain that offers no solace or understanding. Too often, I find myself doubled over in pain, coughing up blood that tastes like the bitter remnants of their cruelty. Each blow to my tender stomach serves as a cruel reminder of my perceived worthlessness in their eyes. I'm only 9 years old, yet I bear the weight of their violence as if I were a grown woman. It's all part of their twisted ideology, their allegiance to the NPA, a senseless cycle of brutality that knows no bounds. At the tender age of 11, my life took a dark and harrowing turn when a man barely out of boyhood himself, merely 22 years old, appeared at our doorstep with a proposition that shattered the fragile remnants of my childhood innocence. Our home, nestled on the island of Negros Oriental, was a modest dwelling with walls worn by time and weathered by the harsh elements of our surroundings. The air hung heavy with the scent of coconut husks and wood smoke, a constant reminder of our humble existence. As the stranger's words hung in the air, the shadows in the room seemed to deepen, casting long, ominous shapes across the dirt floor. I could feel the weight of his gaze upon me, his eyes dark and inscrutable as they bore into my soul. Outside, the sounds of daily life continued unabated, the distant chatter of neighbors mingling with the soft rustle of leaves in the breeze. But within the confines of our home, there was only silence, broken only by the pounding of my heart as I grappled with the enormity of the stranger's proposition.